Salt spray snaps across the bridge windows as your container ship climbs and drops in the dark swell. Your hands are cold on the rail, off the starboard side, about 200 yards away. A rubber dinghy wallows, half submerged. 20 people are packed shoulder to shoulder, shouting, some waving, some too exhausted to move. Each wave slaps higher up the tubes. In your hold sits 40 tons of temperature-sensitive agricultural vaccines. The refrigeration system is failing, and the alarms are blinking red. If you do not make port in 5 hours, the entire shipment spoils. That means a developing nation loses its planting season. Your company eats the loss, and your crew could lose their jobs. Maritime law requires you to render assistance. But in this sea state, stopping to bring 20 panicked, freezing people up a pilot ladder will take at least 2 hours, and it will put crew on deck in dangerous conditions. If you stop, the cargo is almost certainly doomed. Your chief mate, David, braces himself against the console, eyes flicking between the dinghy and the temperature readouts. Captain, he shouts over the wind, the Coast Guard is 10 hours out. If we stop, the cargo dies. The next swell lifts the dinghy, then drops it hard. You have minutes, not hours, to commit. What's your call?